Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and you are with Talk TV. Now, the Education Secretary, Gillian Keegan, has said there are no magic answers to reverse the Conservatives' electoral woes. And that's with another by-election coming up next week in Rochdale. Joining me to discuss this is former Number 10 advisor and founder of Conservative Home. That's Tim Montgomery, still in the studio, also editor of Spiked Online, Tom Slater. Tim and Tom. Couldn't resist it.
What a combo.
Oh, yeah, what a combo, exactly. Tim. I'm going to get confused. Look, I mean, she ain't lying, is she? There are no magic answers to reverse Tory fortunes. We've got again and again, we've got former Tory chairman, Jake Berry, you know, talking about electoral annihilation. Everyone's saying this. You know, is there anything that Rishi Sunak or the Conservatives can do that could prevent a massive, massive Tory loss at the next general election, whenever it is?
Well, this may sound perverse, but I think one thing they could start doing is stop being political every single week and be political in a different way. It's like they communicate constantly that they are obsessed with winning the next general election. And so, for example, you know, I think this week is a week when we're hearing briefing that there aren't going to be big tax cuts in the budget. I think last week was a week when we were going to get big tax cuts. They give the impression that they are constantly looking for this silver bullet to transform their electoral
fortune. Well, and we had that, didn't we, with this sort of, I'm going to backtrack on some of the net zero, but, oh, I think the focus group didn't like that, so now I'm going to say the right thing on trans, but we're not going to do too much, so we don't want to upset those people. There is just a feeling of, like, no one really knows what the government stands for. And again, one of the key messages we get whenever we ask a question about something to do with the government on this show, the answer always comes back from loads of people, which is, I just don't trust that they're going... I don't trust what they say. And even if they say it and I like it, I don't think they're going to do anything about it.
No. And that, of course, was the criticism that Robert Jenrick, I think, made very powerfully about immigration. He felt that the Prime Minister was looking for something that would do a political job but wouldn't actually transform the situation. And that, I'm afraid, is what the government is sort of giving out as their thing, that they are always looking for something political to say and then, when it doesn't change the opinion polls immediately, they look for something else. And voters smell that. They know what's going on. And, you know, how long have we had Rishi as Prime Minister now? I study politics incredibly closely, Julia, too much. But I don't...
Yeah, you need to get out more.
Yeah, I certainly do. You're not the first person to say that. But I still don't really know why he's in politics.
I know
he wants to be in Prime Minister.
Well, I think we've had a lot of people like that. I think David Cameron was like that. I think Tony Blair was like that. They wanted to be Prime Minister. Mm. That's what they wanted to do. And it was just sort of on their to-do list as opposed to...
Yeah.
I've never understood it, because I know MPs get a lot of criticism, and I think rightly so a lot of the time. But actually, most MPs I've met actually are quietly doing a lot of really important work with their constituents, trying to improve people's lives, and genuinely, on all sides, genuinely do want to improve the country. And you know, and actually it's a, I know it's paid better than the average job, well, it should be, but it's actually a really tough job and it is a 365 days a year job.
I would not.
I would say absolutely thankless. But this is the thing. But then there are people who think you just want to be in power.
Well, I think Rishi Sunak has done a few good things. You know, it was a brave decision, for example, to cancel HS2 when so much money had been spent.
He didn't really.
I think he cancelled that northern leg of it, which will save a lot of money.
The bit that was actually the important bit.
Well, Yes, but it was going to cost much, much more than it was.
But he hasn't been brave on so many things, like on the trans thing. We're going to have trans guidelines, but we're going to water them down. Mm. We're going to tackle the issue, but we're going to water that down. He wants to be all things to all men. One of the things that we know that voters like is people who stand up for something, who believe in something. There are lots of politicians that people admire, even if they don't agree with them, because they know where they stand.
Well, over Christmas, I was in Bruges for Christmas. Lovely garlics on the Christmas market. But again, snails, sorry, garlic snails. But I was sat next to someone from Liverpool and the subject of Margaret Thatcher came up. And he clearly hated what she had done. But he said, I was never in any doubt that she was in politics because she wanted to improve the country.
Yeah.
It wasn't
I didn't
I,
agree with
I
what
didn't
she
agree
wanted
with
to
it,
do.
But I knew why she was in politics and she was pursuing what she believed in. And he said, I look at people on my side of the debate as well as yours now, and I don't see those people. I don't see people...
The careerists.
Who have come through a life, have learned something about Britain that's missing...
And said, I'm going to go into politics to improve the world.
He said, I get the impression that they're careerists.
Tom Slater, is that your impression as well?
Absolutely, and I think you see it on both sides of the House of Commons at the moment. They're very startlingly similar figures, Sunak and Starmer, insofar as there has been this constant kind of hunt for what it is that they actually want to do, what it is that they actually believe in. Keir Starmer this week is having to, this biography, which he's collaborated with, in order to just give people a bit of a sense. And that's a really unhealthy place for our politics.
I have no idea what he thinks about anything.
Not at all. And he changes his mind all the time. And with Sunak, it's a slightly different version of the same trick, insofar as he'll make a big noise about something and then not do very much about it. But this is something which will only really feed cynicism in politics. Mm. I think even if Keir Starmer is very, very handily wins the next election, it will be off the backs of a lot of demoralisation of the 2019 Tory vote. These are the kinds of conditions that produce Brexit and other things in the first place anyway. People won't put up with this for much longer. But at the same time, this is, unfortunately, the non-choice we're being presented with.
Yeah, indeed.
Neither of the main parties have a right to exist. And they often give the impression that they think they have.
I want to talk about by-elections. Yeah. We had the two by-elections last week. We've also got Rochdale coming up. And it's possible we may have another one coming up after the Blackpool South MP, Scott Benton, is a Conservative. He is set to be suspended from the Commons for 35 days after his appeal failed against the Standard Committee's decision to dismiss him. Basically, he was found to breach Commons rules after he was caught by the Times newspaper offering to lobby ministers on behalf of gambling investors in a sting operation. He's got a very small majority, just 3,500. We can see yet another by-election if there is a recall petition, as there is likely to be, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to talk about that in a moment. However, just a couple of bits of other important breaking news in the last couple of moments. Detectives are hunting for Abdul Azidi. He is the man wanted for that brutal attack on a mother and her two young children in Clapham, that horrific chemical attack. They believe that his body has now been recovered from the River Thames. It was thought that that was the last...
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
He'd been seen on Southwark Bridge, and that he would that his body had would be found in the Thames. But at around 4 o'clock on yesterday afternoon, the crew of a boat reported they had seen a body in the water at Tower Pier, that's very near here, where we are right now, and the body was recovered by the Metropolitan Police's Marine Protect Policing Unit, and it has been viewed by detectives working on the investigation hunting Abdul Azidi, because he hasn't been seen since the night of that attack, which left a mother and in hospital and two young children, and also, I mean, another nine people, passers-by and the police, injured in that horrific chemical attack. So it was believed that he may have either fallen or thrown himself into the river. It does look like that manhunt may be at an end and that it is his body that has been found, which would be a good thing. Knowing that he is dead, because it's a big concern for people, him being on the streets. Also, related to another criminal case, the Attorney General has, this Victoria Prentice, in the last few minutes, referred the sentence of Valdo Calicane, he's the Nottingham triple killer, to the Court of Appeal for it to be reviewed as unduly lenient. He, of course, was a paranoid schizophrenic. He was handed an indefinite order to be detained in a high-security hospital after he pleaded guilty to manslaughter, but not murder of two students and a caretaker on the basis of diminished responsibility. The family spoke out at the time, and many others did as well. Victoria Prentice, the Attorney General, has asked appeal judges to decide whether his sentence was unduly lenient and whether it should be increased so that he would face prison if he was released from hospital, as opposed to being allowed back on the streets. Tim Montgomery, can I ask you your response to both of those breaking news stories involving two major criminal cases we've had in the last few weeks?
Well, I'm afraid I don't wish death on anyone, but that was a terrible attack. And, you know, I think a lot of people were very fearful, you know. I come from Salisbury, and anything to do with chemical attacks worries me, yep. But... I'm glad that people can rest a little bit more easily now he's gone. And, you know, that fits us in, takes us to the second issue, which is just generally there is this problem of lenient sentencing.
Yeah.
And amongst the many issues where the Conservative Party haven't really been conservative...
Law and orders used to be their thing.
Yeah. And I often... The Home Office is part of the reason why it's dysfunctional is that this department is way too big. You know, most countries in the world have a separate borders agency with dedicated professional people and politicians so you can focus on that issue because it's different from criminal justice. And actually, one of my criticisms of Suella Braverman, in particular when she was Home Secretary, wasn't so much her position on immigration. I largely agreed with it. It was that actually she spent so much time on immigration, she was neglecting really the first job, which is crime and policing.
Tom Slater, I mean, again, these stories are both just about sort of failures in the system, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. But they're failures that are so obvious, I think people are puzzled as to why they were ever made.
But again, Abdullah Zidi, it was like, what the hell was he doing in the country? Why was he given British citizenship?
You've got to be a complete lunatic to think he had any claim to be here. I mean, anyone who actually thinks that you should be able to come to this country illegally, commit two sexual offences and then be granted asylum as a consequence of a conversion that is quite clearly a sham... No one believes that, and yet these things are... We hear stories about this all the time. It's not just Abdullah Zaidi, there's been a string of these cases.
Yeah, exactly. This is the one that's only come to light because of the crime that he has committed. We'll keep you up to date on any developments on either of those stories. Let me just come back briefly to Tim Montgomery, though, about by-elections coming up. Without naming any of the candidates, because then I have to read out all 11 candidates. Please, for the love of God, don't make me do that for the sake of my lovely audience.
You're tempting me now.
I know. I'm desperately going to try and tiptoe through this for Ofcom reasons. But we've got the Rochdale by-election coming up next week, and it's been a whole heap of issues with candidates having to be withdrawn for things that they have said. Yeah. Other candidates being criticised because they've actually been supporting another candidate who's standing. Absolute chaos. I mean, it just the party is totally out of control. The candidate's totally out of control. And again, a seat where, you know, people are living in poverty. This is a constituency that really needs help. Yeah. And yet an awful lot of the focus has been on what's happening in Gaza, thousands of miles away.
Well, there is this problem. We do have some people in our country who haven't really properly integrated. And, you know, I absolutely welcome people who've come to this country from war zones. I think we should be genuinely open to people fleeing for their lives. But we seem to have been open to people coming here and actually their loyalty really is still to the concerns of their previous country and a lot of particularly the...
Or not taking on the values of this country. Absolutely. I don't think you should go and live in another country unless you want to involve yourself in that culture and those values and share those values.
And almost on every day now, we're getting examples of really horrible anti-Semitism. Mm. And I think part of the problem was the police didn't react initially in a really firm way. And I think what we communicated as a country was it was OK to behave like this and there wouldn't be consequences. Whereas if we'd been short and sharp, we would have perhaps...
I think there should be more banging on tables. Tim Montgomery, I really appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much indeed. Former Number 10 advisor and also founder of Conservative Home. Thank you for that. Now, today we've been asking you about Rishi Sunak promising extra funding for British farmers at the National Farmers Union conference today. He wants to end their reliance on foreign workers. The money isn't new money, though. He's also said that he is going to, you know, stand by our farmers. Do you welcome what he said? Do you trust what he said? Tell us why you do. Tell us why you don't. Give us a call. 0344-499-1000 is the number. Text on 87222 or get in touch on X at Talk TV. Harry's done just that and says he also said he would control immigration. So what he says is probably irrelevant. There you are. Exactly the sort of thing we've been hearing. Richard says, yeah, right. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Again, this is these, you know, we're not selecting these to match what we're saying on the air. That's what people are saying.
Cynicism
and
is extraordinary.
Exactly. And it's not cynicism. It's people people live in the real world.
Realism, yeah.
And Darren says, desperately seeking votes, so predictable. There you are.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.